This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we saw what it means to live for eternity. There is coming a day when our lowly bodies are going to experience change. Philippians 3:21 says, "The superhuman power of Jesus Christ, that power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body." Our lowly bodies constantly trip us up from doing what we really desire to do for God, but they are going to be changed when we see Jesus. He will make them into something new. Again, listen to what Dr. Kenneth Wiest says. "This transformation of our bodies at the rapture of the church results in our bodies being made like our Lord's body of his glory, but not only made like it in substance and nature, but made so that they will become a perfect medium through which our inner spiritual lives can express themselves. Our minds will again function perfectly. Our bodies will be immortal, perfect, free from all the effects of sin that have accumulated in human history." End of quote. That means I will be able to do fully what my spirit prompts me to do. I will be faithful all the time, wholeheartedly, without fail. No wonder when the Apostle John reflected on this, declared confidently in 1 John 3:2, "We know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." When the missionary martyr Jim Elliot reflected on this glorious promise, he concluded, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." This perspective is a critical motivator in becoming a good Christian mentor.